If you want your devotion to the souls in purgatory to go from ordinary to absolutely extraordinary right now, then these are the seven best places where you need to be praying for them. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, the first best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory is none other than your very own home. However, there are several reasons that you need to know that you may not be aware of. First of all, simply as an act of responsibility and charity, all of us in our home should know the names of our ancestors, and we should pray for them by name often. They are there. In fact, some of my friends that have the gift of seeing the souls in purgatory will say that they see the most in their own homes from their own families. Your deceased family members are right here, so you need to pray for them. Now, along with that, if you live in an older home, you need to pray for anyone that has ever lived in your house. There was an elderly couple that lived here just before we lived here, and we had several things happen that God was telling us you need to pray for the repose of their souls. Now, a third group that you need to be praying for in your very own home is anyone that has ever lived or had any connection to that particular land. There's this incredible story by Father Jim Blount where he went to a house that was haunted. As it turned out, the house had been built on Native American burial grounds. So he sensed the presence of their souls, and as they prayed for them and offered masses for them, they were delivered from purgatory and the haunting ceased. A fourth thing that you need to be aware of in praying for the souls in purgatory in your house is that people that are witches or warlocks or in satanic groups or any of these types of things not only attack churches, especially Catholic churches, but they will attack Catholic homes through spells, curses, and astral projection. Now, there's this incredible video, I'll see if I can link it down below, where a woman that used to belong to one of these groups would do this, would attack through astral projection, looking into people's houses. But when she saw that it was a house where they prayed, she would be blocked. She said that there would be a blue dome over the place that she was trying to attack, and she was unable to do anything. So as you pray for the souls in purgatory in your house, they will be drawn to you. They will serve as like guardians and sentinels protecting you and your family, because they will see the grace that comes from the prayers that you do for them in your house. Now let's move on to the second one. Now the second place that you need to pray for the souls in purgatory if you want to make your devotion absolutely incredible is the nearest and the largest cemetery to your house. Now, this one is located about 10 to 12 minutes from mine, and here are a few reasons. Think about it, if it's located within that distance from your house, that you have a special responsibility for those souls in purgatory, for the people that are buried there. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, think of these people as your very own spiritual army. All of us have problems and situations and things that we need prayer for. It's difficult to ask other living people because we're busy, we have our own problems, we're selfish, etc. But the souls in purgatory, they are only praying all the time, outside of time, in fact. So you need their prayers and they need your prayers. In fact, let's say a prayer for the ones that are here. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Now let's go to the third best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory. The third best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory is the nearest hidden cemetery to your house. Now this one is about 5 minutes from my house. If you blink, you'll miss it. It's just right off the road, but there's people buried here that died over 150 years ago, some a long time ago and some much more recently. But these people are especially abandoned and forgotten. Most don't even know that it is a cemetery. So they need your prayers above all. And in a special way, God will see this beautiful act of charity of you going out of your way to find this hidden cemetery, to pray for these people, and he will pour out blessings on your devotion to them and in your own personal life. Now, please pray with me for anyone here that may be in purgatory. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. May their souls and the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Now on to our next. The fourth place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory is at your local Catholic church. Now listen to this one story. There was a priest that was newly assigned to a parish, and after the Christmas midnight mass, he went to lock the church up to make sure everything was fine. When he went in, the church was full, and he asked, where did those people get in? How were they there? Well, after he turned around and went to go lock to see what had happened, it turned out they disappeared. What it was thousands of souls in purgatory were in the pews, and he knew that they were atoning for sins against the Mass, for irreverence, for lack of attention. So at every single Catholic Mass, there are souls in purgatory there atoning for one of the most grievous sins, sins against the Eucharist, sins against the Mass. So whenever you're at Mass, at all parts of the Mass, at the beginning, at the middle, and at the end, you can be praying for the souls in purgatory that are right there that you can't even see, but they are near you waiting earnestly for you to pray for them. And obviously, at every Mass that you go to, when you receive the Eucharist, give it to the Blessed Mother that she could offer that beautiful sacrifice to repair and to deliver every soul from purgatory. Now, one last thing that you need to know of is at many Catholic churches, they have a register of those who have died. Sometimes this is in some sort of book. You can go there and literally have months and years of people to pray for. Sometimes it's even arranged, or it's arranged by the month and the day that the person died. Flip through it and pray for each of those people by name. The fifth best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory is in front of the Blessed Sacrament in Eucharistic adoration. At this same church, praise be to God, about 10 minutes from my house, there is a wonderful perpetual adoration chapel. Now, from different mystics, it's revealed that those that had a devotion to the Eucharist and who were reverent towards the Eucharist in the Mass or in front of the Blessed Sacrament while praying can do their purgatory in front of the Blessed Sacrament at different places on earth, as opposed to doing their purgatory in purgatory itself. Now, on the one hand, when you pray for the souls in purgatory in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you are seeking to gain that privilege when you die. And then on the other hand, there are souls in purgatory there, some of the most powerful ones, some of the holiest ones, and you can obtain their deliverance. You are praying not just for them, but alongside with them. It's been my personal experience that in praying for the souls in purgatory in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, it's been the most powerful, the most grace, and it's the source of my devotion. It's what feeds everything that this channel is about, the secret right there in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The sixth best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory, and one that is and has a special place in my heart, is right here. Now, these are roadside graves. I don't know what you would call them, but here, at least in Texas, where I live, if ever it's the case that a person has died at a particular place by a car crash or a car accident of some type, it's a common tradition that families will come and place these graves here, or these markers, these crosses. This one has a bench that you can stop and pray for. And every time I see them, I recognize any time that I may have gotten in an accident, any time that maybe I was driving and something could have happened, and I realize that that could have been me. Whenever we pray for the souls in purgatory, we always need to see ourselves in them, and out of that vision, have pity for them, to love them as we love ourselves, and to pray for them to know one day that's going to be me, and I want someone to pray for me the same way that I'm praying for them. Now, this person's name, Kobe Ray Lee, he died on 12/27/24. Please help me say a prayer for the repose of his soul right now. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Look familiar? We're back in my studio. I thought about this last one long and hard. The seventh best place for you to pray for the souls in purgatory is wherever God most inspires your devotion to the souls in purgatory. Sometimes in praying and in praying for the souls in purgatory, we overcomplicate things And because of that, we don't see the very places that God is inspiring right now. Whenever we're in a particular place and we're moved to pray for the souls in purgatory, wherever that may be, even if it's in the most random of places, that inner movement isn't you. We blame it as if it was us, but it really, it's coming from the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit's moving your heart to pray for the souls in purgatory. If you ever notice that the Holy Spirit moves you to pray for the souls in purgatory in a particular place, go back there again. Go back there again. Perhaps he's trying to tell you something right there. Perhaps that's a place where he wants you to pray for whatever the reason, either because it has a connection to you, it's a particularly peaceful or graced place, or perhaps someone died there and that particular place needs prayer. The mystics would see this. They would see, since we have, as physical and spiritual beings, we have a connection to physical places, they would see particular places where souls in purgatory would be, and they would pray accordingly. So if any of the previous six places aren't ever places that you feel overly inspired, don't worry. Those other places where you do feel inspired may in fact be where the Holy Spirit wants you to pray. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.